Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of Baby Steps. I'm Scott. This one could be long today. I've got a lot to cover. I've got a lot on my mind. And yeah, we're just going to go from there. No, it's been a while since an episode, since the episode with Lex, and a lot of things have been happening, and I'm not going to lie. Emotionally, I broke. There's a lot to unpack with this. So, over the last few months, well, I'll just start with this. I don't believe I've ever talked about this on the show, and if I have, I'm sorry, but if you're new, then you're hearing this for the first time, but here, over the last few months, I've noticed erratic emotional behavior, which has led to some things that's caused me to take some hurt that I didn't need to and wasn't really necessary. But 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. At the time when I was diagnosed, the therapist I was seeing, she said the nice way that they put it now, they call it emotional intensity. And that's exactly what I've dealt with my whole life. I get so intensely focused on something that it consumes me, and any sort of negative causes a very bad reaction. And some of the reactions are not good. I mean, thank God I haven't had some of the more reckless behaviors of, in extreme cases of this, when people have episodes, they do excessive amounts of illegal drugs. They go out and they have wild, crazy. They just go out and they just sleep with everyone. It's a lot of people react that way. With me, in the past, I have spent money that I really shouldn't have and didn't really have. I've overate. But for the most part, what happens with me is I get so emotionally intense that anything wrong happens, I shatter. I break. And it leads to really bad bouts of depression. And it just leaves me broken. The reason why I bring this up, and I've talked about it a little bit. Again, I won't use names. I won't use anything. But I've been trying to date. And it has not gone well. And I'll just go over the history of it just over the last few months. I had a 2-month actual relationship with someone. I got very paranoid that I was going to lose them. And then when something negative happened, I freaked out. I ghosted them. I blocked them on everything. And then a couple weeks later, we got back in contact with each other. I gave it a try and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Negative things happened. I freaked out and I blocked them again. I tried to at least reach out and contact them in the past week. We talked. They have the biggest thing with her is that I had a dream that after we broke up, I had a dream that it was years later and I saw her happy with someone else. And I was like, man, that should be me. But again, I got emotionally attached way too fast, way too soon. But she has a boyfriend now, apparently doing good. But again, I don't know. So that's how that one ended. Met someone else, super awesome. We talked for over 2 months. Finally met in person because she lives 2 hours away. The first meeting went absolutely great. It was a great time. We continued to talk, and she decided that she needed to work on herself and wasn't quite ready or wanting anything romantic. Here's the weird thing. Out of the people that I'm about to talk about, she's the only one I didn't get super intense about. Had feelings for, but they weren't as intense as the other ones. Next person, we went out on several dates over 2 months. I asked where we stood. She gave me an answer that I wasn't expecting. I shattered, like I said I'd do. And I just stopped talking to her. And then lastly, we had talked for over a month. I got super intense about her. We had 2 dates, and after the second date, I only see this as being friends. I sense really strong feelings from your side, and I'm not comfortable with that. Well, that's what happens with me. And I've done a lot of talking with people about relationships, and I've done a lot of talking with God, and really it's been simple with God. Is there someone out there for me? If there is, give me some sort of sign. If there isn't, and I'm supposed to be alone, give me a sign with that too. And I never really had a sign. But the one person I still do have feelings for. I've even talked to her about it because we still talk. We're friends. But she explained why. And here's the thread about all of them is that they all said the same thing. I have qualities that are great. Even one of them said, "You're an amazing man." And that's what I've gotten my whole life with females. It always seems like I'm the one that has all the qualities that they want, but they just don't want me because there's just that one thing about me, and it's that intensity. So the one that I wasn't super intense about, but still have feelings, but it wasn't the feelings I had didn't overwhelm me. And I'm wondering if that means that those feelings are a little bit truer than the other ones. I don't know. But the best way to put it, that she explaining why she wasn't ready was, there's a couple that lives across the street from her, older couple. I think she said they're in like their 70s or 80s. And every day they take a walk together and they hold hands. And she used to think that was so cute, and it lit her up, you know, because it made her believe in love. But now she can't look at them that way because it does not give her the same feeling, and she does not believe in that anymore. Thus, she said she wasn't ready for a relationship. Totally understand. So when I've talked to people about me, and they're like, "Well, why do you care so much? Why does it matter?" Because it matters to me. Because I still have that feeling. I still have that hope of that one person that's out there for me. That's why I just haven't completely given up. The day that that feeling goes away will be the day that I stop. And it has not come yet. But I have to battle this condition because it's causing problems. Again, it was somewhat under control for a while, and now it's causing problems again. Luckily for me, I was able to get in with a therapist. I start the 23rd with them. Hopefully I can get some things out. Hopefully it can become beneficial and just be something that I can start being able to regulate and being able to control. But I also know that I have taken this too far to where I've put trying to find someone so far ahead of everything else. And I think that's why some people at church have talked to me about it too, because I can sense it. I'm putting that in front of everything else. And I was out practicing today. I have the state archery qualifier on Saturday. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that here in a minute. But a couple of people talked to me. I'm recording this on Saturday. So, Saturday the 13th. Last night, the focus was is, well, you just need to get back in and rely on God and everything. And the thought that popped in my mind while I was driving out to the archery range was, maybe it's time I get emotionally intense about God and start pushing the other things back. And I think that's a good idea. Because right now there's nothing I can do. I start therapy on the 23rd. At this point, as I outlined out, I had four people that I was interested in, and none of them, well, one of them, maybe two of them, well, I guess I'd say two of them are still in my life. But I'm friends with both of them. Which is fine, to a point, but there's also the thought of me of have enough female friends. I guess I just keep going back to two things. Part of my story, if you're new, I was working in radio, 2 years ago in July. I was miserable, hated it. It was a career that I had for 14 years previous to that, got out for 11 years and got back in. And God told me to quit my job. I didn't like it. I never did like it. He had something better for me. I don't know what the better is. I'm sure it's not currently where I'm at. But, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that get to that point. It's just like I'm wondering, when is the better going to come? It's just like another saying I heard. I basically listen. The only thing I listen to on the radio besides sports radio is Christian music, and I listen to Christian music majority of the time. And the morning show, they have uplifting thought of the day, and the one that's always stuck with me, and this is from many months ago. It's God does not deny us of our heart's desires unless he has something better. And there's that saying again, something better. And it always bugs me in this situation, especially when it comes to relationships and everything, because I'll admit, I'm lonely. I feel like I have a lot to give to someone. I've been married twice, and neither of those relationships were done the right way. There were points where there were some good times, but for the most part, they just weren't healthy relationships from the start. And sometimes it feels like usually it's three strikes and you're out, and it almost seems like now it's two strikes and I'm out. But even in that aspect, my heart desire is to have someone, is to have a family, maybe not more kids. Lex is going to be 13 soon, entering that teenage years. And unless I eventually meet someone and they have their own kids, But I guess I can't rule anything out, but to have the kind of relationship that I've always wanted and that God has for me, at least I think God has one for me. But again, it comes down to that's what my heart desires. And maybe he's not denying me of it. But it's just like, okay, well, and everyone says the same thing. Well, maybe they just weren't the right one for you. Okay, well, when do I find the right one? When does that happen? How does that happen? I don't think you can just sit around on your sit in your chair in your house and just wait and magically that person's going to knock on your door. I don't believe that's how that works. I know it didn't with my dad. He's talked to me about him and my mom. He just knew she was the right one. Sure, he wasn't openly looking for someone, but he wasn't sitting around doing nothing either. So I don't know how all of this works, what it looks like, how it's supposed to be, but I know that I've put way too much focus, made too much effort, and I've put too much emotional stock into it to where I've been hurt. And that's where the archery comes in. I've been working for 5 months towards this goal. And really, if you go back, I've been shooting archery for a year. And when I started, that was my goal, was to shoot and qualify for the state tournament. And people are at, why does it matter? Why do you care? If you've listened to the show, you know that overcompetitiveness was my problem throughout my whole life. But back then, I was doing it for fame. I was doing it for glory. I was doing it for myself to stick it to everyone that ever told me I was never going to be anything. Now I just want it for me. I had two chances in my life to qualify for a state tournament. That was in tennis my junior and senior year. I got to play at regionals. I lost in the first round in both matches. My junior year, I was overseeded. I was a lower seed against someone that was really good. I was a heavy underdog. I hurt my elbow in the middle of the match, and I just got whitewashed. Senior year, I had just come off what should have been my biggest accomplishment was becoming the first guy in my school's history to play for a conference title when I made the championship of the conference tournament, but then completely just lost focus, lost all motivation, and got whitewashed in the championship match. So then you put it a week later, I go to regionals where I'm facing a kid that I'd beaten twice already. I was seeded higher than him. If I would have won, I would have had a chance to take on the number one of the top guys in the state. I'd have been a heavy underdog, but it would have been cool to at least try. And again, I did not have the focus. I did not have anything. And I got beat by a kid that I'd beaten twice already. I say this because I'm not doing this for glory. I'm not doing this for anything other than I want to see if I can do it. And honestly, deep down, I know I can. And that's where I've had some problems too. One of the people I tried to date, the other issue that they said with me was they felt an uneasiness and not confident in myself. Yeah. And that's the problem. I have confidence in myself. I just said it. I know next Saturday, in my heart, I'm going to drive to Iowa City. I'm going to go there and I'm going to qualify for the state tournament. I know that in other aspects of my life, I know I have gifts. I know I have talents. I have abilities to be able to do great things. That's not me being arrogant. I know who I am. But unfortunately, throughout my time where I've gone through my recovery phases, I've been told that's arrogant. I need to be more humble. I need to be meek. And unfortunately, I took that message. And maybe this comes off as arrogant, but all of those people that I talked about, and they've even said it in a certain way that I know that I'm someone that they're looking for. I know that I am a great guy that can make someone happy. But I don't project that. Because it's a constant battle with myself. Well, gee, Scott, you can't act like that. That's arrogant. That's not good. Nobody wants that. So instead of trying to be humble, I come off as looking weak. Weak, uneasy, and unconfident about myself. And it's been like that my whole life. Again, I've been the nice guy. I'm the guy that all the girls wanted to hang around with because I'm nice and I'm safe. They know that I'm not interested in anything else. So this has come not at a great time, but also but I guess there's no time better than at least I'm trying to get help with this. But also next week, I have told a lot of people that I'm going dark. I have told people unless it's an emergency, I am not talking to anyone next week. I am locking down and I am locking in. And I'm going to focus on the task at hand, which is next weekend at that tournament. And here's the other thing, too, is my overcompetitiveness. I play pickleball with a church group every week, a couple times a week. A lot of those people are in their 60s and 70s, and a few of them are there just to have fun. And it's very difficult for me to play that way because I know I can't go all out. I know there's some things that I can't do out of fear of hurting someone or making the game not fun, and I know that in the past I've done that to people. So it's very hard for me to go half speed at stuff. But on the flip side of that is, there are people there that are very good and are somewhat competitive, and it's very difficult for me to be able to find that. To find that competitive zone. To find that. The problem is, when I've found that before, it consumed me and it would burn me up, and every small air that should not matter turned into a huge mountain and it would completely shut me down. So on Thursday, I played, and there was a guy that right away I could tell this guy's really good. I believe he plays multiple times a week, been playing for a long time. Really good. Way better than me. And for the most part, when I've gone there, I've just been trying to, I kind of go through the motions. Like, I want to try to win, but I know that we're here to have fun, but also people want to try to win. And it's just that, it's that constant battle. It's the same battle that I have when I try to meet a female. You need to show that you're confident, Scott, because that's been an issue with people, but I can't. Because I also have been told that that's wrong, and I don't want to have that as an issue. So I get early in a match with this guy the first time, and immediately something in me is like, I need to play this guy more. I want to beat him. Now, if most of you that know me that are listening is like, oh boy, Scott, that's not a good way to think. And I would agree with you. Except for that night. Because normally, what I would say is, I need to beat him. It would become my obsession to beat them to where I would build it up to where it was like I needed that more than to breathe. The sheer fact of saying I want to beat him was a change. And maybe I'm over dramatizing this, but if you've ever played sports and you've heard of the zone that you can get into, that's what happened with me. My mind, my thoughts, my emotions, everything all came together in one harmony of control. It was not chaos like it normally is with me. It was controlled. It was focused. It was, I need to raise my level of play if I want to compete with this guy. All of a sudden, I was making the right moves. I was making the right plays. I could look at the ball, and the ball, even though as fast as it was coming at in real time, it was slowed down to a point to where I could see the spin of the ball clearly. Have I seen something like this before? Yeah, a few times in my life, in my athletic career. But it was always out of control. And this was the first time ever in my life it all came together in one place, one time, under controlled. I was making shots that I don't know how I was doing them. It was just instinctively I was doing them. I was not worried about my foot. I was not worried about any sort of pain. The only thing that somewhat bothered me is the fact that I'm still not in great shape, so physically I'm limited. And at the end of the night, I played him 4 times in matches, and I won 2 and lost 2. And I was absolutely fine with that because I was amazed. I do not know how I did that. I do not know why it happened. I don't know how to make it happen again. But I know for once that intensity that has ruined a lot of things in my life was under control, and it was actually being used for good. And I don't know how to replicate it. I don't know if it can be replicated. I don't think it can on a day-to-day basis because I don't think you can go after on a day-to-day basis and have to have a challenge in front of you to be able to reach that sort of focus, that sort of performance. There's got to be a way that it can be harnessed, that it can be tapped into. I'm sure there is. I just need to find it. Because it was a feeling, it was something that I had never experienced in my life. Of everything within my being, all on the same page, and all under control and not chaos. I had confidence to know that I had the ability to raise my level to a level that I didn't think I could get to match what this guy was. And that's what I'm going to need next Saturday. And the only way I know how to even get close to that sort of focus, and it may seem extreme, it may seem a little odd, but that's why I'm shutting down starting on Monday. I'll go to work. I'll talk to the people at work. I'll talk to my dad because I always talk to him every day. But when it comes to anyone else, even Lex's mom, I told her I'm going dark. Unless it's an emergency, I'm not going to be available. I am gonna go take Lex out for dinner on Tuesday. She was supposed to be with me this weekend, but she wasn't feeling good, so she stayed. She can't come with me to the tournament next Saturday. So I'm going to take her out to dinner on Tuesday night. But otherwise, I'm not talking to anyone. I am locking down. I'm getting focused on this. I have put too much work, too much effort into this for me to allow to allow to break and not do what I set to do. And I know a lot of you think, well, Scott, it's not life or death. I know it's not life or death. But it's me battling me. It's a battle that I've fought since I was 5 years old. And the bad side has won a majority of the time. And for once, I want the good side to win. Not for fame, not for a belt buckle that you get for winning the tournament. Not for a possibility of maybe just being able to stick it to those people that never thought I was going. It's not about, it's for me, and maybe that's selfish. But I gotta prove it to myself. And I know a lot of you say, but you don't have to prove anything. God loves you the way that you are. And I understand that. This isn't about love. This isn't about affection. This isn't about anything other than, can I go out there and compete at a level and do something that I've never been able to do? And that's what it means to me. And in my heart of hearts, I know I can do it. Just like with a lot of things, I know I can do it. I know eventually, if it's in the cards, I'm going to meet that one person. I know that any of the people that I've met in the past, I know that I'm good for them. I'm a good guy. Wouldn't hurt anybody. But unfortunately, I did not show the best side of myself. And women want to feel safe. They want someone that's going to be stable, and they want confidence. And unfortunately, I have not shown that. This isn't me changing who I am. This is me embracing who I am. I've always had that confidence there, but I always felt it was too arrogant and I could not show it. I overthink everything and it psychs me out to the point to where you can tell on my face. This is how bad it was, the second day with this last person. And I didn't sense it at the time. But I could tell that I must have had this defeated look on my face because I walked her to her car. She gave me a small hug and said, "Scott, it's going to be okay." And I asked her, "It's going to be okay. What do you mean by that?" And she's like, "I don't know. Something in me just felt I needed to tell you that." And I know what a lot of you are going to say. Well, if they're the right person for you, that won't matter. But still, I felt defeated. I felt deflated. I knew right away that I had messed up. And it sucks too, because great personality, very smart, easy to talk to, caring. Incredibly beautiful. But I wasn't confident in me. Instead, I tried to hide that fight. I tried to hide that. I tried to mask it with overcompensating by trying too hard and everything else. And in trying to mask the fight in between me of that, that you know that you're a good guy. Just show it. No, you can't. That's arrogant. What I let through was the emotional intensity, and she could sense that. And you can just tell, like, whoa, that's, I'm not ready for that kind of intensity. Not many people are. Try having that intensity as a 15, 16, 17-year-old boy trying to get a girlfriend. Girls that age, they don't want that kind of intensity either. And now at 45, most women don't want that kind of intensity early on either. So my focus is on next Saturday for the tournament. But my other focus is to try to direct that intensity, that emotional intensity, and turn it towards God. Because at this point, I have no other choice, and maybe that sounds bad, and it probably does. But again, I've tried to do it myself. And that's failed. Go figure. And hopefully, I can at least get some light shed on what that better is for me. I appreciate everyone's time. Recording schedule next week. I will record on Sunday. It's going to be a celebration. The tournament is Saturday. It will be a celebration of a great accomplishment for myself. So I appreciate everyone. And if you haven't, go back and listen to the last episode, Daddy-Daughter Episode 2. It's a great episode with Lex. She is so good. I believe you'll get a lot out of it. But again, I appreciate everyone. And we'll talk to you next week.